Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. It's one of the easiest things to say when you disagree, and it feels peaceful, maybe even respectful, but it's not. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. In this episode, we're talking about that oh-so-common phrase, agree to disagree, why it's destructive, and three specific scenarios where you might be tempted to use it, and then what to say instead to build trust, credibility, solve more problems, and improve your conflict resolution. Before we get going, this is a replay of one of our all-time most popular episodes. So let's get into it. The phrase agree to disagree, actually, it's dismissive. It shuts down collaboration. It prevents meaningful solutions. It implies a deadlock, which can prevent the resolution of underlying issues and hinder your productive work relationships. So instead, you can use a few powerful phrases that will help you build more collaborative conversations, solve problems, and build those better relationships. No, you're not always going to agree, but there's a way better way to disagree. So let's start with why agree to disagree is trouble. There are a couple specific reasons why. And the first is that it's presumptuously disrespectful. What do I mean by that? When you say, let's agree to disagree, you're telling the other person what they'll do without their agreement, their input, or any consideration of their perspective. That's presumptuous, assuming you know best. And it's dismissive, implying that further dialogue is pointless, that the other person's viewpoint isn't worth considering. And the second reason it's a problem is it's an avoidance of resolution. So agree to disagree often stops any further discussion. It doesn't address the root causes of the disagreement. And those unresolved issues, they're going to surface again and again in ongoing tensions and conflicts. The third reason it's problematic is a lack of understanding. Saying agree to disagree prevents you from fully understanding each other's perspectives. And that understanding is crucial if you're going to build empathy, you're going to find common ground, or have any chance at finding a solution together. All right. Your fourth and final reason that agree to disagree is trouble. It's a missed opportunity for innovation. You got to have collaborative disagreement if you're going to have creativity and innovation. In fact, collaborative disagreement's a source of creativity and innovation. And avoiding those discussions will prevent you and your team from exploring diverse ideas that could lead to better solutions. So what do you say instead of agree to disagree? So you've got a serious disagreement with a coworker or a team member, and rather than jumping straight to saying, well, it's agree to disagree, you can use a few phrases that are going to open the door to better understanding solutions and improve relationships. And you might recognize these from the greatest of all time GOAT powerful phrases that we talked about way back in episode 252. Here we are, what is this, episode 283. They're still coming around. These are rooted in four dimensions of productive conflict: connection, clarity, curiosity, and commitment. So let's take a look at each of these and what are some things we can say instead of agree to disagree. We'll start with connection. That is, do you know one another as human beings? Every conflict is an opportunity to build a better relationship. And we so often skip past this. Don't lose the chance to connect by pushing someone away with agree to disagree. And as I get into this, let me just say, I have heard people say agree to disagree, like when you're talking about whether or not you like pumpkin pie or pecan pie, and somebody says, oh, pecan pie is the best. Yeah, agree to disagree. What you're really saying there is, hey, I disagree. I like pumpkin better than pecan. Okay, no problem. And that's just for fun. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about not lighthearted, fun stuff like that. We're talking about, you know, when we're really dealing with some real issues at work. So here's some phrases you can use to truly connect with, see the other person, and enhance connection. First up, I care about you, this team, this project, whatever it is that's the subject of the conversation. And I'm confident we can find a solution that works for all of us. This phrase acknowledges the challenge while expressing confidence in a collaborative solution. You might follow up with number two here. Tell me more. This is the complete opposite of agree to disagree. It's simple, but it's powerful. It's a phrase that'll help you learn more about the other person and help them to feel seen and heard. Or how about this third one? It sounds like you're feeling, insert whatever emotion you're picking up. Is that right? And if you have it right, then thanks for letting me know how you feel. This technique we call reflect to connect. It validates the other person's feelings and it builds a rapport. And so all of those are phrases that you can use when you're in the middle of a conflict, something's going south. You can start with those and build some connection, take advantage of that opportunity. If nothing else, you're going to understand and the person's going to feel heard and seen in a better way. And you'll have a chance to comment with some of your side as well. Then we move to the second dimension, which is clarity. Clarity is, do you have a shared understanding of success? So many workplace conflicts are misunderstandings. If you jump straight to agree to disagree, you lose the opportunity to create more clarity and truly solve problems. So here are a couple of phrases that will help you build a shared understanding. Invest in clarity. Number one, what would a successful outcome do for you? This is one of my very, very favorite phrases. I cannot tell you how often you can use this one. This question will help you identify the desired end result. It opens up possibilities for mutual understanding, for collaboration, and solutions that can satisfy both of your needs. But if you don't ask, what would a successful outcome do for that person? You'll never know what it is they truly need out of the situation. And you might even try with good intentions to solve a problem that's the wrong problem. It's not getting them the outcomes they need. So what would a successful outcome do for you? Next, clarity question. Can we start with what we agree on? And you'll find some common ground with this one to reduce tension, create a more cooperative atmosphere. And then if you've been listening for any length of time, you're going to recognize this next one. One of our favorite clarity questions. What I'm hearing you say is, and then paraphrase what you're hearing, do I have that right? We call this the check for understanding, and it ensures that you and whoever you're talking with are on the same page. You can clear up any misinterpretations, make sure you've got common understanding, save hours, days, weeks, months, sometimes even years of headache, heartache, and frustration. Another approach with this one is, here's what I'm hearing you say so far. Please correct me where I'm wrong. Then give your summary. And that humble assumption that you're going to be wrong about something really creates some more good connection, that you're in this to really be collaborative, to truly listen, and make sure you've got mutual understanding. Okay, third dimension, curiosity. This is, are you genuinely interested in other perspectives and what's possible? The more you learn about other people's perspectives, approaches, and experience, the easier time you're going to have to collaborate and solve problems. But you won't know if you don't ask. So here are some curiosity phrases that you can use instead of agree to disagree. Again, starting with one of my favorite curiosity phrases. Number one, I am curious how this looks from your perspective. It's straightforward and it acknowledges that different perspectives exist. And I got to tell you, you never have the entirety of that other person's perspective. Never. And this is, again, so far from agree to disagree because it creates dialogue rather than shuts it down. You're opening up the possibility of conversation and mutual understanding. Second curiosity phrase, what do you suggest we do next? This is moving the conversation towards actionable steps that again help you find solutions. And if the person's in kind of more of a complaining mode and it hasn't gotten solution focused, then this is a way to help guide them there, but really honoring their perspective. What do you suggest we do next? And then you can move with a third one that is a support, a showing, shows willingness to support the other person. This is, what can I do to support you right now? When you offer support, that shows a willingness to help and can help de-escalate some of the tension, that you truly have their best interests at heart, helping to build trust. Okay, and then our fourth dimension here to invest in is commitment. This is, do you have a clear agreement? As you learn from one another, now you're in more of a position to move forward, rather than, again, that you're just not jumping straight to that presumptuous agree to disagree. You can focus on specific commitments to help you move forward constructively. First up here, what's one action we can both agree to as a next step? This question narrows down the discussion to practical steps that you can take immediately and looks for common ground. So what can we agree on there? Number two, so to recap our conversation, we've agreed to, and then you summarize your understanding and ask the other person, is that your understanding? And doing that recap is another form of check for understanding. You're going to ensure that you both have a clear understanding of the agreements you made that are going to prevent future conflicts. And then the final commitment phrase, again, one of my favorites, number three, scheduling the finish. Let's schedule some time to talk about this again and see how our solution's working. Scheduling that follow-up ensures your continued commitment to resolving the issue. You're both going to follow through, raises the possibility that you're going to follow through on what you said, and you're going to have time to adjust as you need to. This is another it's the opposite of agree to disagree. Keeps the conversation going, keeps you engaged with one another. Okay, let's turn to some specific examples. I want to give you some scenarios that you'll certainly encounter at some point and how you might use these phrases to replace agree to disagree and get a more productive outcome. So scenario one, you've got a team conflict over the project's direction. And people get frustrated. You or somebody else just says, all right, let's just agree to disagree and move on. So this is where you might use that first one. Hey, listen, I care about our project's success. I am confident we can find a solution that works for all of us. What would a successful outcome do for you? Opening up the dialogue, helping people engage, increasing the likelihood of a good solution. All right, how about scenario number two? You've got disagreement on work processes. Again, very common. And maybe originally the person says, hey, we're never going to see eye to eye on this. Let's just agree to disagree. And if someone says that to you, you have an opportunity here to maybe say, using that reflect to connect, some connection phrase. It sounds like you're feeling very frustrated with our current process. Do I have that right? Let's start with what we agree on and see how we can address the differences. So getting into then clarity and then curiosity. And one more common one, you got conflict between team members. And so maybe that conflict is ground to a halt. We'll just have to agree to disagree on this. And maybe you can come in alternatively using some of these phrases. You know, I've noticed that we have different points of view on this issue, and I'd love to learn more. How does this look from your perspective? What can we do next to move forward? So in those three common scenarios, you start to see how you can use these phrases to avoid the presumptuous innovation, problem-solving, smashing, agree to disagree, and start opening up the conversation, getting some possibility for solutions. Okay, but what about those times when you just can't resolve differences or find a solution that meets everybody's needs? It's less often than you might think, but it does happen, especially in those moments. You want to invest in connection, clarity, curiosity, and commitment. When you do, those four dimensions, they're vital to building mutual respect in that collaborative relationship. So if you're in a situation like that and you've done those investments and you're really you're not going to be able to come together, at least not in the time frame you've got, or you just have a real values mismatch, whatever's going on. Here's some phrases and some ways that you can respond to that to maintain the productive collaborative relationship. First up, so what you're saying is this, do I have that right? So again, you're going to summarize what you're hearing them say. Do I have that right? And if you do, then you can follow up with, you know, that's interesting. and I see it differently. With this phrase, you're creating clarity with a check for understanding to ensure that you've heard the other person. So they've been heard, they've been seen, and then you can affirm your own perspective. And this is often when people say, let's agree to disagree. What they really want to say is, I disagree. And this is a productive way to do that. You know, I see it differently. I've got the other person's perspective. I've made sure and affirmed that. Now it's time for mine. Let's get that on the table. So I see it differently. You've affirmed your own perspective without telling them what they have to do or not to do. And you might even follow up then if the conversation continues with something like, you know, I don't expect either of us to change our mind about this topic. Can we agree to, and the key here is you're going to finish, can we agree to, not with disagree, can we agree to a constructive forward step? Not agree to disagree. That's not constructive. For example, you might say, can we agree to respect one another and work together on this project in a way that serves our customers? It's okay that we're going to disagree about things. I'm not expecting us to change our mind. Can we agree to what's that productive forward next step? All right. So there are so many ways to build your work relationships and find better solutions than just telling someone, let's agree to disagree. I hope that you can use these. And if you've enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills that help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And if these are helpful to you, I want to make sure, I've heard from a number of listeners and a number of our blog readers and our clients who have taken advantage of this. You don't want to miss this resource. It's a guide with more communication skills like these for your entire team, including all 12 that just went through today. And you can print this out. You can use it to walk your team through these skills together to help you reduce your team's stress, improve morale, productivity. You can find it at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. It's totally free. If you don't already have that, make sure to go to letsgrowleaders.com/podcast, download that, print it out, and have the conversations with your team, particularly before you're in the middle of any kind of disagreement or conflict, and start equipping everyone with these skills. All right, I'd like to thank our producer, sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and also Laura at Brooke Marketing for all their work to make this show what it is. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.